Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday, August the 11th, 2024, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News desk is Justin, VK7TW. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast across an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, managed by Clayton, VK7ZCR. On medium and high frequency rebroadcast, thanks to our dedicated operators. 1.620 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. 3.670 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. 7.140 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. And 14.130 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. And 28.525 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. And on UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC. And if you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RHT and UHFCB24 in southern Tasmania. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Contesting news, the Remembrance Day contest. And this contest is next weekend and commemorates the VK amateurs who died during World War II and is designed to encourage friendly participation and help improve the operating skills of participants. It is held on the weekend closest to the 15th of August, the date on which hostilities ceased in the Southwest Pacific area. A perpetual trophy is awarded annually to the Australian state or territory with the best performance. The name of the winning state or territory is inscribed on the trophy, and that state or territory then holds the trophy for 12 months. The winning state or territory is also given a certificate, as are leading entrants, and VK7 has won the trophy every year since 2016. The aim of the contest is for amateurs to endeavour to contact amateurs in the VK call areas and ZL and P29 on all bands except WARC bands. Modes allowed are phone, CW and RTTY as per the era remembered. The contest runs from the 17th of August 2024 from 0300 UTC to the 18th of August 0300 UTC. There will be an opening address prior to the 0300 UTC start and will be from a dignitary which will include a roll call of those amateurs who paid the supreme sacrifice. The categories include single operator QRP, multi-operator, single transmitter and multi-operator unlimited. The subcategory modes for the single operator are phone, AM, FM and SSB, CW is CW and RTTY, and there's a mixed mode. The permitted bands are MF160, HF and VHF and above bands except for the WARC bands, which is 10, 18 and 24 MHz, which are excluded by IARU agreement from all contest operations. HF single sideband voice transmissions should be within 1840 to 1875, 3535 to 3570, and 3600 to 3700, 7080 to 7300, 14112 to 14300, 21150 to 21450, and 28300 to 29100 kHz. Otherwise, disqualification or points reduction may result. There are a range of other restrictions for multi-operator stations, and consult the rules available on the WIA website. The determination of which state has won is based on participation rate, which is the number of logs submitted divided by the number of amateurs in that state. The more amateur logs submitted equals a higher participation rate, and this is how VK7 has won it over the last 7 years. We hope to hear you on air, and even if you only make 10 contacts, don't forget to put your log in. Statewide news, the Thursday night SSTV Nets. Another busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's TW, EV, ZAB, KT, ZOO, and FGGT. all sharing over 30 photos, and the highlights were a sea cue from down under, Tasmanian lighthouses including Low Head, Iron Pot, Hell's Gates, Cape Wickham, Curry, Tasman Island, Matsaika, Swan Island, Hobart trams in their heyday, and a restored number 29 during tourist duty at Inveresk in Launceston, a DQ class Tasmanian train, a helicopter, light aircraft, and an aeronautical HF radio map. A rainbow over Launceston waterfalls, a lone purple flower in a sea of red, a sign on a vet's door as dogs can't read, I'm assuming the instructions are for the pet owner to obey, a batch of scones for supper, and 73 from an invincible lighthouse keeper. Remember Ken, VK7KRJ, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately any time, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nets, and these photos can be seen on Ken's and Steve's SSTV website or on the NTARC website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. There is no suggested theme for next week's net. 73 from Andre, VK7, Zulu Alpha Bravo. Tassie Ham Econ. Innovation in amateur radio, bookings now open. Exciting news. The Tassie Ham Conference is set for November the 2nd and 3rd, 2024, at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on the Sandy Bay campus of the University of Tasmania. This year's event is fully catered, offering endless tea and coffee and other beverages, plus delicious morning and afternoon teas and lunches on both days, all included in the conference fee. Kick off the weekend with a pre-conference barbecue social gathering at the Reist Clubrooms on Friday night, then dive into the fun-filled conference on Saturday and the first half of Sunday, featuring engaging presentations and activities centred around the theme of innovation in amateur radio. We're thrilled to announce that our lineup is nearly complete, with fantastic speakers from overseas, interstate and locally, ready to share the latest innovations in amateur radio. Check out the conference website for more details and get ready for an unforgettable weekend. We have locked in raffle prizes from ICOM, Yaesu, DigiRig, DX Commander, ZacTech, Messi and Poloni, and Ham Radio DX and Reist. And there are some very impressive raffle prizes in there. You get a complimentary raffle ticket if you attend the conference, and you can purchase extra raffle tickets on the conference days. You only get a raffle ticket if you attend the conference. Watch the Tassie Ham Econ web pages for more details as they come to hand. 73 from the Tassie Ham Econ Organising Committee. News from the Northwest. The NWTARC August meeting, and NWTARC held its bi-monthly club meeting on the 3rd of August 2024 at the Ulverston Scout Hall. The club welcomed three visitors. Mark, VK7MAR's membership was voted on, and he was accepted as a club member. Two other amateurs requested and filled out membership forms to join the club. An update on the Mount Duncan repeater was given, and the club has been in discussions with the Parks and Wildlife Service Tasmania, and we are compiling a proposal to negotiate a lease on Mount Duncan. Parks and Wildlife have advised that if we can provide evidence of the benefit of the UHF CB repeater and our amateur radios to the community, we might be treated as a community group which may include lower or no lease fees. And we have been actively speaking to local and federal government and community groups re the benefits of a community UHF CB repeater, as well as groups we provide radio comms to obtain a letter of support. St John's Ambulance also want to continue to have their repeater in our hut and provide support. And the club has decided to proceed with this UHF CB repeater as a priority, and this is to get the UHF CB repeater on air as soon as possible. We have all the equipment required, and the ACMA has changed the CB repeater call sign to RMD44, its new call sign. When a date is set for the installation of the UHF CB repeater, a request for assistance from club members and wider amateur radio community will be made to take equipment, etc., up to the hut and remove unnecessary items on site. The repeater committee has delivered to the club committee at their last meeting proposed changes and additional infrastructure to Mount Duncan. It was requested the repeater committee come back to the club with costings, etc., and the additional upgrades will then be addressed by the club to see what recommendations are accepted. The alterations will occur after the club has a lease allowing legal access and the ability to insure the site to cover club members' public liability requirements. Brenton Jones, a telecommunications engineer attending the meeting, offered advice and assistance in adjusting the existing 2-metre and 70-centimetre antennas on Mount Duncan to direct their signal to a closer surrounding area that will negate buying new antennas. The repeater committee has also advised the VK7 RAL link radio has been replaced with a radio donated by VK7 EV, and this will allow amateurs on the west coast via Mount Reid to once again be heard on the statewide network. The link radio will be reinstalled when VK7 AAB Shane has time to reinstall the equipment at Companion Hill, in between his business commitments. For show and tell, Andrew VK7XR brought along a 23-centimetre 25-element loop Yagi antenna he was constructing, and had brought along a weather balloon radio sonde, which he had repurposed as a low-power 70-centimetre beacon that would also transmit weather data where the radio sonde is located. The club was blessed in that Rick VK7RI, who was relocating, donated equipment, accessories and coax to the club, and the items were available for purchase at the meeting. And that's 73 from Eric VK7EV, the news officer of the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 A Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And news from the north, the SOTA Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group and the Summits on the Air and WWFF Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, and an important message to Mount Arthur repeater users. As we are well and truly into the winter season, it seems a suitable time to mention again that our repeater batteries can sometimes struggle to fully recharge, especially in cloudy and low wind weather conditions. Please consider this when using our repeaters for extended periods of time, and this was especially true the previous week. There was a fairly high level of repeater traffic, as well as the club commitments to 3 national broadcasts, 2 state broadcasts and an SSTV night thrown in. The combination with low winds and very overcast days resulting in a low battery charge, necessitating the temporary shutdown of the DMR repeater. Thank you for your understanding from the NTARC committee. Now, how many of us are old enough to remember the viewer reaction program hosted by Tim Bowden called Backchat on ABC TV in the late 80s. Viewers could write in with their comments, be they brickbats or bouquets, regarding their feelings on broadcasted programs. After reading a letter that came through the club this week regarding one of our members, it certainly did trigger some memories, and this time it was to do with the current Tasmanian statewide weekly broadcast. I will hand it over to Idris, VK7ZIR, to pass on a couple of comments from one of our listeners. And Idris wrote, quote, "After his inaugural reading of the VK7 broadcast, Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey has received some expressions of appreciation for his reading style. One long-range listener in Western Australia was particularly complimentary of his delivery. Nick VK6NDX, who listens regularly, said, and I quote, 'Your reading of the last weekends was most enjoyable to listen to, and I look forward to hearing you again on the broadcast. But for now, I just want to convey my appreciation for your efforts and the way in which you did it.' Thank you, Idris. That's great feedback, especially positive, remembering that it takes time and effort to write an email. It must be the old adage, credit where credit's due. And the whole statewide broadcast team can feel good about the voluntary job they are doing. I think we can safely say this one was a bouquet. While things are on a high note, the other success of the week would have to go to Mike VK7FB with his excellent presentation on my life in the Lighthouse Service. This was streamed live by Reist, and Mike managed to bring a dozen NTARC members out on a particularly cold Wednesday night to the club rooms to communally partake in his presentation. After the presentation, members continued a Lighthouse-related discussions for another hour over light supper and warm drinks. Thank you to Fran for augmenting our food offerings with a still-warm homemade pizza, and it went down a treat. One can hope that this was only part one, and there will be more of Mike's story to follow. NTARC QSL cards. Andrew, VK7DW, our QSL manager, has advised me that there has been a recent delivery of QSL cards to the club rooms for the following VK7s, AT, AU, DON, GC, HBR, JFD, KW, MAT, MX, ZPE, and ZR. If you just heard your call sign, then there are cards awaiting you in the NTARC club rooms for collection on the next coffee morning or technical night. Thank you to Herman for your continued support regarding QSL deliveries, and thank you to Andrew for the update. Upcoming events, Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night, Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 to 7.30pm, then the TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7.30pm until about 8.30pm, and your host for the evening is Nick VK7 at Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10am till noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in, check the QSL cards, and join us for a cuppa. There is endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits available for a donation. And club rooms technical night session. The next session will be on Wednesday the 14th of August, and will commence at the usual time of 6.30pm in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net, and all items to be received no later than 5pm on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC, Inc. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. August presentation, My Life in the Lighthouse Service with Mike, VK7FB. And a huge thank you to Mike Jenner, VK7FB, who took us through a fascinating look at his time in the Lighthouse Service. We started with an introduction, which was hardly needed, as we came to the conclusion that just about everyone knew Mike, or at least his voice, hi. Mike then showed a short video he had put together on his time at the Tasman Island Lighthouse in 1969. We then headed to the Eddystone Lighthouse in 1970 and the adventures that Mike had there. From Eddystone, it was off to the Furneaux Group and a posting at the Swan Island Lighthouse in 1971, with a short stint relieving at the Cape Bruny Lighthouse and finishing with two videos on the ILLW amateur radio operation on Tasman Island, and a return with Rotary in 2013. Mike then took some questions and we had time for a cup of tea. A huge thank you to Mike for his time and the effort that went into the creation of the Floating Boat Productions videos. The video of the presentation is available on the Reist YouTube channel at the link in the email edition of this broadcast. And that's 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7, Tango Whiskey. And August Forum Night, DX Chasing. This Wednesday night is our monthly forum night, and we'll focus on chasing that DX contact. Rare, not so rare, or just extending your signal's distance. Did you know DX literally means long distance? And so bring your experiences, skills, equipment that you use to get your signals even further around the globe. It will be held in the Queen's Domain clubrooms from 7.30pm and will be streamed. Come along with your stories of that DX contact. Bring along your award certificates, special DX hardware and software, and show them to the eager forum crowd. Be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade, and DX mythology. 7.30pm Wednesday the 14th of August 2024 in the Queen's Domain clubrooms and streaming. See you there from the Reist Committee. And the September presentation night, which is a visit to the Channel Men Shed. And Reist members have been invited to the CMS And it's a huge facility filled with wood, metal, plastics, electronics and amateur radio tools. They even have a huge commercial kitchen where they prepare meals for Kingston Helping Hands. We've been invited along for a guided tour of the shed and a sausage sizzle, $2 a snag. There are many of their members who are also members of REEST, and they are keen to show off their impressive facilities. See you there from 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 4th of September 2024 at 24 Van Maury Road, Margate. If you need a ride, then let a committee member know and we will organise a lift down to Margate 73 from the REEST committee. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And September Forum Night, Surviving the Zombie Apocalypse. Well, this forum night will focus on the role of amateur radio when the apocalypse hits. How prepared are we as amateur radio operators for when that extreme space weather event like the 1859 Carrington event hits, with power off for extended periods of time, HF propagation is poor, FPOS doesn't work, internet not available, mobile phones and communication systems have failed? It will be held at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms from 7:30 p.m. and will be streamed. Come along with your show and tell, batteries, solar panels, charging systems, generators, emergency radios, emergency power solutions, etc. Bring your stories of fighting off the zombie apocalypse cargo style. Be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade and zombie folklore. 7:30 p.m. Wednesday the 11th of September 2024 in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed. See you there, 73 from the REEST Committee. And REEST Training and Assessment Update. The Foundation Training and Assessment Days are held every 2 months. Standard Advanced and Regulation Licence Assessments are held on the alternate months. Dates can be found on the REEST Events page. The upcoming assessment days for Foundation Training and Assessments on Saturday is the 24th of August 2024 and the 26th of October 2024. And the Standard Advanced and Regulations Licence Assessment Days are the 28th of September and the 30th of November 2024. For bookings, queries and questions, email reest.assessor@gmail.com. And the email is forwarded to the learning organiser who will respond to all requests. Next Foundation Training and Assessment Day is Saturday the 24th of August 2024 from 9 a.m. And please inform the team ASAP via email at reest.assessor@gmail.com or by calling Reg Emmett VK7KK, who is the REEST Learning Organiser, on 0417 391 607. And the Foundation Licence training videos have been updated to reflect the new class licence arrangements and are available on the REEST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Additional resources, check out the WIA Foundation Trial Exams 73 from Reg VK7KK. Technology news. New South Wales upgrading RFS trucks with Starlink. The New South Wales Government has announced the rollout of the new firefighting tankers and cutting-edge satellite technology to keep crews connected and safer during emergencies. RFS vehicles will now be equipped with a Vehicle as a Node, VAAN, technology to ensure RFS personnel can communicate during a disaster in the most remote locations or if communication systems go down. The Starlink satellite technology will enable the use of radios, mobile phones and other handheld devices anywhere and at any time, even in remote areas or if communications infrastructure has been damaged during a disaster. The upgrade will provide an important backup to communication systems and location-finding technology already in use, and it will also give crews the capability to live-stream videos of fires from anywhere in the state, providing command centres with the latest intelligence about the incident. More than 5,000 RFS operational vehicles will be equipped with the new technology over the next 3 years under a $69 million VAAN project. The RFS is partnering with the New South Wales Telco Authority to deliver the communications upgrade with installations beginning this year. The satellite upgrade comes after the New South Wales Rural Fire Service delivered 143 new and 69 refurbished firefighting tankers to brigades across the state over the past year. Most new trucks have been deployed to regional areas across the state benefiting communities from Balranald to Yurrabadella and Armidale and Gilgandra, with the state south receiving the largest uplift following the devastating 2019-2020 Black Summer fires. Category 1 tankers, which are the most used on the fire front, make up the highest number of trucks dispatched across the state, and the refurbishment of 69 existing trucks will make them even safer for crews, with a halo sprinkler system for the cabin, custom-fitted heat blankets, electric hose reels, and portable public safety network and fireground radio chargers. To meet strict RFS firefighting requirements, the new trucks are being assembled locally at facilities in Kirrawee, Minto, Tomago and South Windsor. This follows the New South Wales Government's commitment to a new contract for the aerial RFS fleet, which provides certainty and a shift to a predominantly New South Wales-based crew over the coming decade. The bushfire danger period for northern parts of the state commenced on the 1st of August, and the statutory period for the entire state begins on the 1st of October. It's important our firefighters have the right equipment and vehicles to do the job, said New South Wales Premier Chris Minns. These new trucks and technology upgrades will boost the protection of communities across the state, and we are providing our first responders with communication technology they can rely on when they most need it. While the existing trucks have served our brigades well, it's important that we safely equip members so that they can best serve their communities across New South Wales, said RFS Commissioner Rob Rogers. Communication black spots are a significant obstacle for rural firefighters and can make an already challenging operation even harder. The new technology greatly enhances our network of brigades across the state and will assist communities when needed. And that was sourced from the Government Tech Review web e-zine. And regular VK7 gatherings and events across the coming months. The regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Net daily 3.640 MHz from 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South link. VK7RAF, VK7RJG. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callbacks on 1296.15 FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area on 1296.2 using Q6560B. Reist WAGS, the Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist clubrooms. SOTA, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, the Clubrooms Technical Night, Wednesday the 14th of August from 6:30 p.m. in the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Testnet and Technet sessions every Wednesday night, Testnet CW course on 3.58 from 7 to 7:30 and the Technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 until about 8:30. NTARC Coffee Mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon in the Rochalie Clubrooms. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres VK7 RMD and node 56780. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net on 144.190 USB. And events. Reist August the 14th, DX Chasing Forum from 7:30 p.m. in the clubrooms and streamed VK August 17th and 18th, a Remembrance Day contest 0300 to 0300 UTC. Reist September 4th, Reist visits the Channel Men's Shed and Sausage Sizzle 24 Van Morey Road, Margate from 6:30 p.m. Reist September the 11th, Surviving the Apocalypse, Radio Preppers MCOM Forum from 7:30 p.m. Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed. And VK November the 2nd and 3rd, the Tassie Ham Conference, Innovation in Amateur Radio, Sandy Bay Campus, UTAS. And a reminder that next weekend is the Remembrance Day contest, and there will only be a WIA National News broadcast from 9 a.m. going to air with no callbacks. This gives the VK7 Amateur Radio News team a well-earned rest and time to contest. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable, and you have been listening to VK7 Whiskey India. And if you have just tuned in and you've missed the live broadcast, don't worry. You can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to VK7ARNews, all one word, at gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during that time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, wishing you 73, stay safe and have a fantastic week.